Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 156 for Tuesday, November 24th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher Tuesday, following Chicago soy oil on the path of least resistance upward. Canola was $3 to $4 higher, with the January contract up $3.40 at $464.30 per ton. Strength in U.S. soybeans, European rapeseed futures, and Malaysian palm oil contributed to the gains, while spreading was an active feature. Some speculators also entered the market and took positions off before the U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday. Canola's January contract continues to receive support at the $460 per ton level. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to U.S. exporters. Argentina's new president has indicated the country's export tax on soybeans may be lowered, which could result in large stockpiles being dumped onto the market. Crush margins were relatively flat today. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., soybeans were up 1 to 2 cents, with the January contract at $8.65 per bushel. The market was still correcting itself somewhat after values plunged early on Monday to 6.5-year lows. Technical buying helped to prop up values as traders want to secure contracts before Thanksgiving. Weakness in the U.S. dollar was also bullish for soybeans. Favorable weather from Brazil helped limit the gains, along with some worries about future demand. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.69 per bushel. Losses in the wheat market spilled over into corn. There are fears farmers in Argentina could flood the market with huge supplies of cheap corn if their export tax is lowered. The U.S. national basis level continues to hold steady, though. Domestic demand is steady, and Chinese interest could easily return. Wheat was down 8 to 10 cents. The most frequently traded March contract came in at $4.88 per bushel. Prices felt pressure by a report from the USDA that showed the condition of the U.S. winter wheat crop had improved from a week earlier. Plant conditions in the major wheat growing area of the U.S. were rated at 53% good to excellent. That is up slightly from the week before, but still down from last year's rate of 58%. Foreign purchases of U.S. wheat are still lagging behind other countries. Traders were hesitant to buy wheat contracts before the holiday. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.